Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Clear skies this afternoon with a high of 54. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 29. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Two people have been taken to hospitals with significant injuries following a two-vehicle crash in McPherson County. The crash happened this morning on K61 at Arapahoe Road, which is a few miles southwest of Inman. Trooper Ben Gardner said with the Kansas Highway Patrol, the crash involved a pickup truck and a small SUV. Trooper Gardner also said that both drivers suffered significant injuries. One driver's injuries are life-threatening. That person was flown by medical helicopter to Wesley Medical Center in Wichita. The other driver was taken to a local hospital. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Two women from Hugoton, Kansas are still missing and the search is being expanded. On Saturday, the Texas County Sheriff's Department requested the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation help investigate the suspicious disappearance of 27-year-old Veronica Butler and 39-year-old Jillian Kelly. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Absolutely unbeatable. A man suffered serious injuries late last night when the pickup truck he was driving collided with a semi-trailer in Thomas County in western Kansas. The crash was reported around 10:30 last night on K-25 about 6 miles south of Colby. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2024 Ford F-250 pickup was westbound on County Road K when the driver failed to stop at a stop sign and collided with a semi that was northbound on K-25. The driver of the Ford, Taylor Stable, 37 of Lakin, was transported to Citizens Medical Center in Colby with serious conditions. The driver of the semi was not injured. A longtime agricultural equipment manufacturer has announced plans for expansion in Rice County. KMW Limited, a manufacturer of agricultural front loaders, backhoes, and other attachments, will be investing $105 million in the construction of a state-of-the-art production facility near Sterling in central Kansas.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Governor Jim Pillen has signed Nebraska's mid-biennium budget adjustment through Legislative Bill 1412 and Legislative Bill 1413 as presented and without any line item vetoes. Speaker John Arch presented the bills on behalf of the governor as they passed the final round of debate with an emergency clause. LB 1412 passed on a vote of 42-6, while LB 1413 was approved on a vote of 37-8-3. Governor Pillen praised members of the Appropriation Committee including Chairman Robert Clemens. In other news, State Senator Lou Anne Linehan, the author of Nebraska's New Opportunity Scholarships Act, says that she knows that the state tax credit for funding students attending private K-12 school risks being rejected by voters in November. Linehan and other supporters of the school choice law drafted several bills this year in order to preserve the heart of the program regardless of the election outcome. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy: simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing, "We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia." Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality seed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. But that's not all. Home City Grain is now offering dust control services. Don't wait. Contact them at 785-799-3326 by May 1st to sign up and secure your spot.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas legislators, including State Representative Lisa Mosier and Senators Dennis Pyle and Elaine Bowers, report that a tax bill has occupied a considerable portion of discussion as the State House approaches a three-week spring break beginning next week. Compromise negotiations continue between the House and Senate. Elaine Bowers will be our public affairs guest this Saturday morning, as she outlines the process for developing new laws. Bowers noted that her focus was on bills solving problems as opposed to just creating new legislation. Among topics of local interest is activity allowing ambulance drivers with professional experience to supplement licensed EMTs, which are often in short supply, especially in rural areas. Another was a modification which would take away a requirement for fingerprinting if an individual stopped without automobile insurance certification and later shows up with proof. Join Elaine Bowers Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Kansas Department of Health and Environment advises that the algae bloom season begins now through October 31st. The harmful algae blooms affect those on the water, including swimming, boating, and fishing. They look like foam, scum, or paint floating on the water. Colored blue, bright green, brown, or red, and can develop rapidly. Toxins can be absorbed through ingestion, inhalation, aerosols, and even skin contact. If your pets come into contact with algae, rinse the area with clean, fresh water. Be advised, as we move into the spring season, the beginning of harmful algal bloom season is underway and will continue through fall. The annual Washington County Storm Spotters presentation by the U.S. National Weather Service will be held at the Firehouse in Washington this evening. The spotter presentation at 6:30 is open to the public. 4-H members from the Central Kansas District, Chisholm Trail, River Valley District, Geary, and Marshall counties that received top purples at their county or district club days attended the regional 4-H club days in Clay Center recently. There are no state-level club days. However, 4-H'ers who gave a project talk or demonstration can sign up to present their talk or demonstration at the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson in September. Local news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday editions, available on our website at KNDYradio.com and our social media pages. Marilyn B. Brungardt, age 91, of Washington, passed away March 25th. Funeral service Friday, April 5th, 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington, with a rosary at 9:30. Private burial at a later date at Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery, Greenleaf. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Brungard. Samuel David Dave Carlson, age 85, of Seneca, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday at 2 and at 7 p.m. at the Lower Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Dave Carlson. Karen D. Adams, age 84, of Wichita, formerly of the Greenleaf area, passed away March 30th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the Greenleaf City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Karen Adams. Diane R. Houlette, age 78, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 from St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Diane Houlette.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Marshall County Museum Day is Saturday, April 6th. Free admission from 10 to 4 to the Historic Courthouse, Kester House, Pony Express Barn, and Historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville, as well as the Blue Rapids and Okito Museums and Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg School. Activities at each location as well. Bring the family and explore our history with Marshall County Museum Day, Saturday, April 6th, supported in part by Marshall County Development Corporation and Marshall County Tourism.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Clear skies overnight with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 50s and mid 60s. Then mostly clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some frost possible early Friday morning, then sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 60s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. There will be a chance for some rain showers into Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Then some showers and thunderstorms continue into Saturday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Southeast winds between 15 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. Scattered rain showers into Sunday as well, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s, and rain Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April 63, record high on this date 89, the average low 38, and the record low 7 degrees. Sunset this evening 7:53, sunrise in the morning at 7:08. Rainfall total Monday into Tuesday was around a quarter inch locally.
There's nothing sweeter than an ear of corn you've grown yourself. We share a few kernels of wisdom on growing your own on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 3rd, the 94th day of the year. Doris Day and Marlon Brando were both born on this day, and the first issue of TV Guide was published in 1953. If you'd like to enjoy some homegrown sweet corn this summer, it'll soon be time to get your early season seeds in the ground. For harvesting throughout the summer, you'll need to stagger plantings of early, main, and late maturing varieties up to until about July 1st. How much garden space do you need? A 5-foot square area has room for 16 corn plants, which should yield about 30 edible ears of corn. A square plot is ideal, by the way, because corn is pollinated by the wind, and that configuration allows more uniform airflow compared to long rows. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening tips online at almanac.com.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, ready for planting season? Need a fuel buddy who's got your back? Kramer Oil is here for you. From Marysville to Jamestown, Longford, and everywhere in between, our 13 cardlock locations keep you running smooth from sunup to sundown. Say goodbye to running on empty during planting. With Kramer Oil, you get reliable fuel services that fit just right with your farm's needs. Kramer Oil, powering your farm's success, your go-to for fuel in Kansas and Nebraska.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Even though the Kansas State Wildcats may be over in college basketball for the 2024 season, outgoing senior Tyler Perry has announced that he may take the court one more time for a college basketball game before the end of his career. As KSNT News reports, Perry plans to participate in the NABC Reese's College All-Star Game that's set for Friday this week, April 5th. They say the All-Star Game is part of the Final Four festivities that happen this weekend, where the game will begin at 5:30 Central Time at the State Farm Stadium in Phoenix, Arizona. In other news, an announcement from the Big 12 Conference, as they say they are still working to expand the conference outside of the United States, but their meeting with Mexico may have to wait just a little bit longer. As they say, Big 12 Mexico will have their first conference's international extension, but it won't begin until the year of 2025. The initiative was originally set to start December of this year with Kansas versus Houston men's and women's basketball games in Mexico City.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Toppy and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com. The Kansas City Chiefs have signed a backup quarterback behind Patrick Mahomes for the upcoming 2024 season. As KSNT News reports, the Chiefs have signed the new veteran quarterback Carson Wentz to a one-year deal on Monday this week. According to multiple reports, Wentz is in his eighth season in the NFL and spent the last season with the Los Angeles Rams. Wentz has been to multiple different teams, including leading the Philadelphia Eagles to their first seed in 2017, before getting injured right before the playoffs. He also went on to win the Super Bowl with former Chief Nick Foley under center. With the signed contract, Wentz is set to replace former Chiefs backup quarterback Blaine Gabbert and should provide the Chiefs with a veteran presence in the locker room behind the already seasoned Patrick Mahomes for the upcoming football season. The Chiefs have announced as well earlier this week that they have re-signed their running back Clyde Edwards to a one-year deal, getting ready for the season as training begins shortly. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Welcome to the TVL Rundown here on KNDY Radio. Max Blasky here along with Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. Jeff, we're getting the spring season rolling down pretty quickly. Like, had a lot of exciting baseball, softball action going on last week. So why don't you remind everyone or talk about kind of what happened in the TVL last week on the fields?
Well, we had some terrific athletes going at it. Some really impressive efforts last week, Max. A couple of names I did want to mention. A pair from Valley Heights, Ann Turber and Paige Miller. They both hit home runs and wins against Republic County. Valley Heights is now 4-2 on the season. Also to Larissa Schreiner. Big one for her. The first home run in softball for the USD 380 team. And Larissa Schreiner, the first name in the record books now for that team hitting a home run. So shout out to those three girls. I really was impressed by all of the baseball and softball athletes last week. But now we've got some more exciting things coming up this week.
And rolling right into it, it's a full week of track of golf action, softball and baseball too throughout the week. But I think we want to chat a little bit about some track athletes coming up this week, Jeff. So as we turn our attention to the track and field, who are a few teams or names that we should keep an eye on here this spring?
Well, I think it probably goes without saying that group from Axtell is always tremendous. The boys' side and girls' side, really, from the Axtell Eagles. You know the names by now. The Grady Bussings of the world. All of just fantastic athletes at Axtell. But there are so many others. Washington County, Willie Richard, a pole vault champion. And there are just so many throughout the league that we can't even name all of the terrific athletes.
And a fun, busy time. As always, like you said, we don't have enough time to mention everyone by name or get to the full schedule, Jeff. But where can everyone find the schedule of TVL Sports going on this week?
Well, you can go to the TVL Spotlight on Facebook or Twitter. And I have done a podcast that will be up on Wednesday afternoons. Take a listen to that podcast on TVLSpotlight.com.
Again, joined by Jeff Wirtz on our TVL Rundown here on KNDY Radio, talking track and field, baseball, softball. Next week, I think we'll get into a little conversation of golf. But until that time, Jeff, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Thanks a lot, Max.
Your authorized Hustler dealer with service is Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Built durable, comfortable, and here in the state of Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to handle any terrain you have. Don't settle for a flimsy unit from the big box store. Stocked with a full line of residential zero-turn mowers, Blue Valley Trailers has the mower designed to get the job done at the right price. Look over the complete selection of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or online at bluevalleytrailers.com.
Start some seeds, grow some microgreens, or create your own plant labels in honor of April, National Gardening Month. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Don't let the fear of gardening stop you from starting a garden in the ground, a pot, or on your windowsill. It's much easier than you think. Start by asking an experienced gardener to lend a hand. Most gardeners are happy to share what they know, help get you started, and even donate a few seeds and plants to your new gardening endeavor. Check with your local Extension Services website. They have lots of useful publications to help you get started. Or stop by your local independent garden center. Many have useful workshops and information to help you with your garden. And if you're an experienced gardener, help a newbie. We know how gardening helps reduce stress, elevate our mood, and of course, there's the delicious and nutritious veggies. So get started. It's really as easy as that. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Property auction with antique automobiles, rotting lawnmower, collectibles, and furniture for the Ron Jaquess Estate. Saturday, April 6th, sale begins at 10 a.m. Vehicles include a 1950 Olds two-door hardtop, a 59 GMC step-side pickup. Barn finds include a 48 Chevy Fleetline, 23 Ford Roadster Coupe, 48 Plymouth Special Deluxe, 40 two-door Ford Sedan, 46 Mercury, as well as an 18-horse riding mower, 5-by-9-foot mower trailer, tools, furniture, and miscellaneous, plus selling for the estate of John and Kathy McGarry, a washer and dryer pair approximately 1 year old, 17-cubic-foot refrigerator, 47-inch flat-screen TV, chest of drawers, couple of beds, other tools and miscellaneous, plus a 12-horsepower riding mower and a 21-inch push mower. This estate auction for Ron Jaquess, Saturday, April 6th, begins at 10 a.m. at 808 North 4th Street in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
When this farm family decided to diversify, they didn't do it by growing a different crop or buying livestock. They instead looked to something everyone in the family loved and began investing in that opportunity in many small towns across the country. Their unique story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Kenny Mitchell's father began farming in this area in the 1950s. Today, the Mitchells farm about 35,000 acres of crops around Elkhart, Kansas.
About half of it's irrigated with sprinklers, and corn's our main thing. We grow milo, we grow wheat. That used to be huge wheat country before the irrigation started.
In the 1980s, the family began to diversify their business, building convenience stores and investing in other local opportunities. And as Kenny's son Brian shares, they had another interest that would lead them into an interesting farming sidelight.
All of our family has enjoyed going movies. It's an escape.
So when a shopping center in nearby Guymon, Oklahoma was foreclosed upon, the Mitchells, ever the entrepreneurs, decided that it might be another way to diversify the farming business.
So we made a bid on it. To our surprise, we got it. So all of a sudden, okay, we're going to enter a new venture here. Well, I was looking around a lot of the shopping centers, and one of the key anchors for those is a movie theater.
Soon, their farm had entered the movie business.
At that time was early 2000 when stadium seating was really coming into play. So we thought, hey, let's build a 5-screen stadium seat theater.
They later added 3 more screens for an 8-screen complex. But around that time, something else was happening to many smaller town theaters.
Around 2009, 2010, when Hollywood made a push to go to digital projection, it was just one of those once-in-a-lifetime deals that the whole environment was turned upside down. And to switch to digital required $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 per screen for the projector.
The Mitchells made the investment and acquired many small-town theaters in the process.
I think now we're 107 screens in 15 locations in 7 states.
There's more to this story, though, and it's next time, as we travel the countryside in Elkhart, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
KNDY.
Moving a tree isn't as easy as rearranging the furniture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you follow the right procedure, the tree should recover well in its new location as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Trees outgrow their space and need to be moved to avoid tangling with things such as the side of the house and power lines. Extension agent Dennis Patton at Kansas State University says the best time to move a tree is when it's dormant in early spring before it starts to break bud.
Very small trees with pencil-sized trunk diameters can be transplanted with bare roots. Larger trees need a proper-sized root ball. Patton says a good rule of thumb is to follow the nursery industry standard of a 1-inch to 10-inch ratio.
So in other words, if the trunk is an inch or so across or in diameter, maybe, a foot or so off the ground, then you need about 10 inches of root ball, 10 inches wide and 10 inches deep. So that's kind of the best guide for people to follow.
When digging, be sure to use a sharp spade so you can make a clean cut of the roots. It's easier on the tree if you plan ahead and start the process with a spade several months before moving it.
So, for instance, this summer, go in around the tree and just sever the root ball. So, in other words, slice down into the soil where the root ball is going to be, then let it grow all summer long, and then move it this fall or next spring. Because what you do at this point in time is help develop a little bit more fibrous root system. Where those roots were severed, they're going to branch out. So you have more roots up around the root ball. It's called root pruning.
If you don't want to do the work yourself, hire someone with a tree spade. This machine slices into the soil and digs out the tree with a cone-shaped root ball. When it's out of the ground, cover the root ball with a damp material like burlap to keep it moist until planting. Learn more about digging up and moving your trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Women are not only involved in the dairy industry, they're making things happen. Up next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Dairy Girl Network's origins go back about 12 years. Laura Daniels once worked for a company handling the trade show portion of the World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, and later became a dairy producer herself. She and some friends invited women connected with the expo to an informal gathering, and nearly 50 attended. They did the same thing the next year, and Daniels says 165 showed up.
As people left that second event, they said, okay, this needs to be a thing. And we decided we needed to incorporate and turn Dairy Girl Network into a nonprofit and really reach women wherever they are across the nation.
And that, says Daniels, is exactly what happened.
We exist to empower women within the dairy community to improve themselves through better leadership skills, better communication skills, better negotiation skills, better task management or parlor management or financial management skills.
Daniel says the Dairy Girl Network found support from businesses and organizations within the dairy industry. I'll have more tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Marshall County Public Transportation offers rides to all ages in Marshall County. Rides are available first come, first serve for medical and service appointments, shopping, work, errands, group trips, and much more. We also make regularly scheduled runs to Manhattan, Lincoln, and Topeka. Call 562-2020 to reserve your ride with us. 24-hour advance reservation is preferred. Marshall County Public Transportation is funded in part by KDOT.
Good Wednesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sims Beck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Wednesday, now April 3rd of 2024, and we will shift gears away from the agricultural news sector and take a look at the USDA weekly crop progress as, of course, heading into the April months now and the planting season, trying to keep an eye on these. As the USDA weekly crop progress report, corn planted progress at 2% compared to last week's, not available, of course, as these are the first yearly reports. USDA's crop progress report for cotton planted at 3% progress. The crop report for sorghum planted progress at 11% and compared to a year ago at 12%. The progress report for rice planted progress is at 12% compared to 15% compared to last year, and the progress report saying rice emerged progress at 7% compared to last year at 9%. Now, in terms of oats, 30% is completed in the progress report compared to a year ago, a bit higher than that at 24%. Now, oats emerging progressing at 25%, which is again higher than a year ago compared to the 23%. In terms of USDA weekly crop progress report, winter wheat headed progress at 4% complete compared to a year ago at 5%, winter wheat 28% good to excellent, 36% fair, and 36% poor to very poor. The spring wheat planted progress was at 1% compared to a year ago, which was unavailable. Taking a look across the sunflower state now at a couple of soil temperatures at the 4-inch depth. We'll look over on the western third of the state in Tribune. Currently 49 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 51 degrees Fahrenheit. Down in southwest Kansas, primarily one of the warmer portions of the state, looking in Satanta, 51 degrees currently at the 4-inch depth compared to their 54 degrees 7-day average. Across the central third of the state, we'll look in south central Harper, 51 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 53 degrees. Up in the north central of the state, Scandia, 44 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 47 degrees. And out in the eastern third in Uniontown, 50 degrees currently compared to their 7-day average of 54 degrees Fahrenheit.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Soybean farmers, check this out.
Check out Kaufman 4703. It's an excellent choice for irrigators. And Kaufman 4621, a great choice for central Kansas.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
Listen up, farmers and ranchers. It's time to mark your calendars and plan to attend the Flint Hills Classic Livestock Show coming up Sunday, April 28th at the Greenwood County Fairgrounds in Eureka, Kansas. Swine, sheep, beef, and goats will show, with prizes being awarded, including banners and belt buckles. Entries are due by April 21st, so get entered today. It's the Flint Hills Classic Livestock Show coming up Sunday, April 28th, located at the Greenwood County Fairgrounds in Eureka, Kansas.
Hayden Outdoors Real Estate will be selling 190 acres rolling Nebraska pasture land with exceptional recreational and cattle production opportunity Thursday, April 18th. Property located 3.5 miles northwest of Fairbury. Majority native grassland, hardwood, and cedar tree habitats with excellent fencing and a new solar well centrally located on the property. View the auction listing at haydenoutdoors.com or contact listing broker Gene Bach, 402-520-5140. Online auction opens April 15th. Live auction Thursday, April 18th, starts 10 a.m. on the Bricks in February. Sale pending seller confirmation with close in 30 days or less.
Don't let your tractor tires be the reason you can't get in the field on time. A good tire inspection now can prevent downtime later on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the One Parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the One Parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the One Parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
You're probably getting anxious to hop on the tractor and start spring field work. Before you do, it's important to identify any tire problems now. Check tire pressure, valves and stems, nuts and bolts, and integrity of the construction. A bad tire can lose traction in wet soils, waste fuel, and increase downtime. Brad Harris is a field engineer with Firestone Ag. He says they did a study that found it costs about $681 per hour during the optimal planting season if you're waiting for someone to come out and fix the tire. Whether to replace or fix a tire might not always be obvious. Firestone has a 7-step video to help you.
That helps customers walk through all the different things that they need to look at to help them decide, is it time that I need to replace this, or am I going to be able to get another season or two out of the tires that are on my piece of equipment? So things like checking for cuts and tears in the sidewalls and in the tread, and looking at the skid depth, the actual tread depth of the tires, a good judge to say, yeah, it's time to go buy new tires, or no, I can keep running.
To do the inspection, bring the tractor into the shop and park it on a concrete pad so you can walk around the machine.
We don't have to lift the tire up, but just do a physical inspection. Touch it, look over it real good, get a flashlight out, make sure it doesn't have cuts and snags. We will ask customers to drive forward and backwards to look at the tread area that may have been on the ground. I usually tell people it takes about 15 to 20 minutes to inspect a set of tires on a tractor.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about tractor tire inspection at agriculture.com.
Leuenberger in Waterville has dependable Simangus Cross bulls for sale. All black with a few black baldies, these feature good disposition and hybrid vigor with calving ease. Yearling and two-year-olds ready for immediate pickup or delivery. Call Leuenberger today at 785-268-0647.
Good Wednesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, still a mixed to slightly lower day in the livestock, and on the opposite spectrum of things, mixed to mostly higher in the grains and the oilseeds. May corn is up a nickel to 431 and a half. July now up 3 3/4 to 444 and 3/4. All three, Chicago spring Kansas City wheat, a double-digit jump today. May Kansas City wheat now up 15 and a quarter to 578 and a half. July's up 12 and a quarter to 569 and 3/4. Oats still with a bit of weakness today. May oats down 8 cents at 344 and 3/4. Soybeans have seen quite a bit of two-sided trade. However, as we inch closer to the closing bell, now a double-digit gain. May beans up 12 and a quarter to 1186 and a quarter. July's up 11 and a quarter to 1199 a bushel. The meal's even back higher. May soy meal up 210 to 330.40. And soy oil also in positive notes. May's up 38 points at 48.98. Cotton, though, still a triple-digit loss on the day. May cotton currently down 151 at 89.30. Looking into the livestock now, we're starting to see some more two-sided trade in the live cattle markets, but still triple-digit lower in most areas. April live cattle back up 2 cents at 181.80, though June still down 7 at 176.30, and again starting to see some more two-sided trade. Still a triple-digit loss for the feeder cattle markets, not quite as sharply as earlier, as April feeders still down $1.80 at 241.70, May's down 217 at 242.67, and the hogs have been the light spot all day for the livestock today. April lean hogs up 135 at 87.90, May's up 87 at 94.55. Taking a stroll down Wall Street here through midday as we see the S&P bouncing back higher, up 19 at 5,225. The Dow Jones up 55 to 39,225, and the Nasdaq currently at 16,326. That's a gain of 85 points on the day. Into the metals now, we see April gold up $31.20 per ounce, trading at $2,292.20. May silver's up $1.12, huge gains today up to 2704, and the dollar index still down 55 points at 104.01.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up Stop and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Swine producers experienced a $30 loss per pig in 2023. 1 year later, feed costs are substantially lower and the price outlook for the summer of 2024 appears bright. K-State Extension swine specialist Joel DeRushi discusses the importance of maximizing pig performance on the finisher floor now to increase revenue.
The pigs that are consuming feed now, particularly in finishing, are the ones that are going to be marketed this summer. And so one of the things what we are trying to do is communicate the message that we want to maximize our growth rates, maximize our ideal market weights this summer, because summer market prices have increased substantially compared to where they were a few months ago. And so the profitability of these pigs being marketed really in May through August in particular should have good returns. And so we just want to make sure we're hitting our market weight targets.
He explains how to manage pigs during warm temperatures.
We're balancing our stocking density, or how many pigs are in a pen or in a certain area, so we don't create extra competition for feed as well as extra heat that's produced. And so we can do that in terms of how we market pigs or how we place pigs, again, depending what flexibility a producer may have with different barns that they have and then their plan going into summer. Also, it's important that we provide the proper cooling. And again, regardless of size, we can provide cooling through, for those with our larger producers with confinement facilities, making sure we have our set points and our fans running appropriately, our curtain-sided finishing barns, that they're adjusted properly. We make sure we're just getting optimal cooling. Again, with some of our smaller producers, just making sure that, again, we're not having pockets. And, you know, a lot of times our outdoor shelters can just be heat saunas. And we need to make sure that if we're going to have those outdoor metal shelters for those pigs, that the backs are open, there's adequate airflow to make sure that we're not, in fact, reducing growth rate because we're causing a heat stress type of event.
DeRushi relays why fed swine profit potential will increase in upcoming months.
One of the things that's certainly helping our livestock producers and swine producers in particular is the cost to feed a finishing pig this year is roughly about $35 less per pig than a year ago. And that's substantial. If we start talking about, you know, last year we lost $32 per pig. Right now we're saving about $35 just in feed cost alone. And that's what's helping us get to that $40, $50 profitability with market prices being slightly higher. Feed costs are lower.
That was K-State Extension Swine Specialist Joel DeRushi on pig production. Learn more at www.ksuswine.org. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Check out the all-new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including a pair of 2500 HD with the Z71 package, a 24 Chevy Silverado Suburban with the luxury package, and they have the all-new 2024 Chevy Malibu and Traverse in stock and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, stocks have turned around some of the losses that began the second quarter. Headed into the midday, the Dow Jones was higher by 87 points. The S&P 500 had gained 0.4%. The NASDAQ was up 0.6%. Shares in Spotify jumped 6% this morning after investors got word that the music streaming service plans to raise its prices for the second time in a year. Spotify's premium plan currently costs $11 a month. JetBlue is applying peak and off-peak pricing to its baggage fees. During busy weeks, the discount airline will charge $50 for a first checked bag, $70 for the second. Less hectic periods will mean bag fees of $45 and $60. A group calling itself the Artist Rights Alliance has penned an open letter to tech firms, urging them to cease the use of artificial intelligence to mimic musicians' voices and likenesses. Signatories include Billie Eilish, Katy Perry, and Pearl Jam. Jim Ryan, ABC News.